From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A sweeping plan originally envisioned as a blueprint to make South Florida more resilient to climate change will be released today by Miami-Dade County, the City of Miami, and Miami Beach. It now includes issues like youth violence, affordable housing, and opioid addiction. The chief resilience officers, or CROs for those governments, spent the last 3 years working with the Rockefeller Foundation. For many of the solutions, the cost is not clear, and the plan does not include any mandatory action. WLRN environment reporter Jenny Stiletovich sat down with Miami-Dade's resilience chief Jim Murley and Miami CRO Jane Gilbert.
We've had a lot of climate plans come out of South Florida. I went through and tried to count them up and came up with about five since 2012. So how is this plan different? And how do you combat plan fatigue?
This is a resilience strategy that looks beyond climate at shocks and stresses that affect our community. And I think that therein lies the thing that makes this a different kind of a implementation plan.
Do you worry that climate is not getting the full attention that it needs?
No. It's impossible in South Florida not to every day for the CRO to wake up and think about climate. And what this does is make you think about it with a broader lens.
What are some of the specific items that are new, that are unique to this plan that you can't find in some of those other plans?
Okay. So one is this collaboration between not only the county but the other 34 municipalities and the other sectors. We've been interviewing the other 32 mayors throughout the county, both before we developed the strategy and now as we were finalizing the strategy, and getting their involvement.
When this was initially rolled out, Rockefeller said that they, I think, had 20 cities that were participating that had agreed to commit 10% of their budgets to resiliency efforts. Are cities in South Florida that are part of this plan committing 10% of their budgets?
Certainly the county, Miami, and Miami Beach are each committing far more than 10% in each of their budgets. That's absolutely the case.
Again, I'm going to ask about just the broad reach of the strategy. For example, like opioid addiction, mental health, youth violence.
One of the critical things to address to build urban resilience is to look at the most chronic stresses facing a community, because that weakens the fabric. If we have a hurricane and our homeless population that is not taken care of, we're going to have far more threats to human lives if we don't have good systems in place.
How does the plan make those things happen, or were those things that were already going to happen? I guess that's what I'm struggling to understand.
Well, you know, I think the 3 years we spent to put the plan together was by listening to people who were doing things that we felt made the county more resilient. In many cases, people weren't aware of that. But the plan's not going to be the only thing that happens. There'll be a website. There'll be other social media communication that's ongoing. So they can communicate to their elected officials, how come we're not doing this that they're doing in Broward County or they're doing in Monroe County?
I mean, you talked about influx of population, more and more people come. How will this address our perennial problem, which is growth? You know, people continuing to build in fragile areas. Homestead is having a building boom right now.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's one's interpretation of what a fragile area is. You know, there's a lot of building going around the end of the transitway in Homestead. And we hope that that continues because we're going to build a premium bus system, bus rapid transit, connecting to Metrorail down to that Homestead station. And we want to see development around that station in Homestead. We don't want to see development moving out of the urban growth boundary that the county has, but we definitely want to see development taking place where it's well served by water, sewer, and transportation.
So is there anything mandatory in the plan?
There's nothing mandatory in the plan. This is a call to action and a commitment of action.
That was WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich talking with Jim Murley and Jane Gilbert. They're the chief resilience officers for Miami-Dade County and the City of Miami. They helped write the plan. You can find the report later this morning at WLRN.org. And please tune in to the South Florida Roundup tomorrow at 1 o'clock for a discussion with the Invading Seas Project. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.